The new Special Economic Zones Act, passed in Parliament in December last year, repeals the Jamaica Free Zones Act and provides for the development, regulation, construction, supervision, management and control of special economic zones in Jamaica. Special economic zones, or SEZs, represent a wide range of geographically demarcated areas that offer simple and efficient business regulations and procedures to investors. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the legislation represents a milestone achievement as part of the Global Logistics Hub Initiative and facilitation of investments into Jamaica. He points out that the SEZ regime is a major pillar in developing a logistics-centered economy that seeks to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of Jamaica's business environment.
SEZs will become a platform to attract foreign and local direct investment, as well as new and diverse industries. The eligibility criteria for companies to conduct operation within an SEZ will be supported by a comprehensive analysis of industries that are best suited for Jamaica.
As such, industries that are high in the global value chain will be targeted. Minister Hilton says this will allow for local manufacturers who meet international standards to be linked to and included in the global supply chain of these targeted enterprises.
On that basis, a focus on attracting the right investors for the development of world-class infrastructure in and around the SEZs is integral. Infrastructure development, such as the Cayman Islands Special Economic Zone, will benefit significantly from the implementation of a modern SEZ regime, which will position it as a port hinterland that will be attractive to major multinational companies and other foreign and local direct investments.
The intention to develop a new SEZ regime ensures conformity with the World Trade Organization WTO's rules for middle-income countries such as Jamaica.
The new SEZ regime seeks only to bring the country into compliance with the WTO agreement on export subsidies and countervailing measures, and thereby minimize the potential for challenges from other World Trade Organization members, but to allow a seamless interface with the domestic suppliers and growing business-to-business linkages that would serve to grow domestic businesses to access new markets.
Mr. Hilton says creation of SEZs is also influenced by global competitive forces that demand government intervention to ensure full private sector participation, both indigenous and foreign.
We do not have the luxury of time in the highly competitive global marketplace. Neither can we afford delays and complacency. This is why we view the SEZ regime as a deliberate policy tool for advancing the growth and maturity of the Jamaican private sector through exposures to more business opportunities locally and internationally.
With the Special Economic Zone Act coming into effect, tangible economic benefits are on the horizon.
Jamaica, as a global logistics hub, supported by special economic zones, will offer quick turnaround through nearshore value-added logistics services that will reduce the time to Latin America and other markets within the Western Hemisphere.
Other expected benefits of this SEZ regime will result from the creation of employment opportunities. Through the SEZ regime and other initiatives, measures such as business climate reforms, creation and stimulation of sustainable business-to-business linkages, and harmonization of fiscal incentives will be intensified so that over time, the Jamaican economy will be transformed to one with greater emphasis on efficiency, transparency, and predictability.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.